We do have one item of business that, something that arose really just yesterday. It concerns authorization for activities inside our stations under the board's use regulations. We have had requests for people doing voter registration, and mostly this has to do with the ability to use a table in the non-paid areas of the stations on a nonpartisan basis. So now the regulation has required essentially that it's a local jurisdictional activity, voter registration being something that is largely carried out by volunteers on a not fully official basis, created a question. The manager had authorized folks to do this, and they were doing so fine, and it arose that there was in fact a standing regulation, so the manager didn't have the authority to allow it. As a result, yesterday some people were asked to leave. The general counsel has prepared language that would amend our use regulations to permit the general manager to authorize the activity as he had sought to do. There's a red line version on the blue sheet in front of you, and then a resolution that would have the additional language. Mr. Cato, Ms. O'Keefe, have I correctly summarized the situation?
Mr. Chair, you have. In discussions with different individuals, I did authorize that people could register passengers leaving or entering the rail station, so long as those individuals were not having posters of supporting any one candidate or buttons supporting any one candidate. I later found that I do not have the authority to authorize that. There's a specific board policy that prohibits that, and this would allow that to occur.
There are questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Yule.
On the good page, it says, number three, this prohibition does not apply to official use by local jurisdictions or to nonpartisan voter registration activities. Those stations where WMATA has determined that space is available. Space, available spaces that inside the stations or the exterior of the stations. Please, can you clarify that? Or should that be?
What's
required?
Well, this particular provision is under a section of the use regulation that defines free speech activities that can occur at our various stations and properties. And under those regulations, those activities have to occur at a specified distance, 15 feet, set back from a number of locations, elevator, escalator, fare machines, entrances. So there is a space that we refer to as free speech area. It is typically not in the covered area of the station, never in the paid area, of course, because there's a, if you will, a setback from various elements in the stations. So,
but we are talking about locations that are inside but outside the paid area.
It could be inside.
Right. It varies because the stations are configured differently. But for instance, we have places like Pentagon City where you have a large amount of walkway area that is sort of outside the station, but technically inside the station.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going with this. I know for campaign purposes, so the campaigns are conducted at all the demonstration stops. All
outside.
But it's outside.
That's correct.
Right. To meet the perimeter or 15 feet away, whatever. But when we're talking about allowing voter registrations to occur, I don't want us to get in the box of at certain stations, the manager may choose to say, well, you can set up here, and then somebody goes to another station, they can't set up inside, they're going to go outside. I think there needs to be clarity that just simply says, so that everybody knows where it can happen, and we don't get to this he said, she said situation.
Well, if I may, let me just read to you what the use regulation currently provides. Free speech activities are permitted in the free area, dash, above ground of metro stations. All free speech activities are to take place at a distance greater than 15 feet from any escalator, stairwell, fare gate, mezzanine gate, kiosk, or fare card machine. In no instances are any free speech activities to take place in the paid or platform areas of the station or in the underground portions of stations. No free speech activities may interfere with pedestrian traffic flow in the usual egress and ingress to the station proper or to the fare gate. So that has been.
But to clarify, Ms. O'Keefe.
The existing language creates an exception to that for certain official activities.
No, it does not.
Well, it does because it says this prohibition does not apply to official use, blah, blah. That opens an exception to something. So there are certain kinds of activities that can be conducted in areas you wouldn't otherwise permit under this regulation.
No, I'm sorry. The prohibition that's being referred to is the prohibition against having any table or structures in connection with free speech activities.
Okay, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. Well, and the areas, the language exists now that says at those stations where MMATA has determined that space is available. The language Mr. Yule referred to with the there's an insertion there of voter registration, but that is existing language in the use regulation now.
Yes, but to go back, the free speech areas are defined as I've just described them. And within those areas, you can go in, you can hand out brochures, talk to people, et cetera, but there is a prohibition against setting up any tables or other portable equipment, and
right.
That is what has been of recent. And the new language is an exception to the prohibition against tables or equipment.
And my point is simply that all that stuff is now actually in place. So the determination of places and all that isn't something that's being introduced now.
No.
The exception that is in place now allows official used by local jurisdictions for that provision to provide for tables. This simply extends it to nonpartisan voter registration activity. And that's all that's being proposed here.
Yes, but the area that can occur is still under the 15-foot restriction that I've described, which is
the existing restrictions under which actually people have been doing this, that what the general manager had permitted up to now, I presume all falls within as well.
The only thing that's being changed here is that if somebody wants to set up a table in the free speech area, we're not going to require an official request from a jurisdiction,
right.
Which has always been the case up until now.
Which would authorize what the general manager had permitted up until yesterday.
I'm assuming that where that was located was.
Well, I certainly hope so, since that was what you were asked to prepare.
We did provide the regulations to the folks who asked about it as far as the 15 feet, let us say, setback. So to the extent that there is space in a station outside the paid area where you could have that table set up and still be protected, that's fine. To the extent that the station does not allow that, then.
That is my understanding of the situation we're in. Mr. Benjamin and Mr. Linton.
I just wanted to clarify to make sure that I understood. I think you said all of this. Let me repeat it to make sure I understand. At the present time, you can, in fact, a nonpartisan group could register voters, they just can't do it with the table. Is that right?
Correct, within the free speech area as defined in the use regulation.
Yes. And so what the only change we're making here is to say, because it's convenient for people to be able to have a table for this function, we're allowing the people who could do it anyway to use a table.
Correct, as long as there's no partisan affiliation associated with the table.
Mr. Linton.
I think that answers the question that Mary, you were asked, to identify spaces. There should not be any confusion because those spaces are the same spaces that are available at this time.
Correct.
You're not changing that location.
And there's always an issue about the location of the table in a station. I mean, it really needs to be coordinated with station managers so that it doesn't obstruct ingress and egress. But still, that location is within what we would call, again, and I know I'm sounding like a broken record, within the free speech area.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. I move that the board meet in executive session to discuss personal matters consistent with board procedure Roman numeral 6C and one legal matter requiring consultation with counsel. Involving litigation pending. Is there a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. We're now in closed session. We return at the conclusion to certify the closed session. Don't necessarily anticipate any actions coming out of that, but we'll be here.